Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. In a couple minutes, we're going to talk about the Black Hills Fiber Frenzy in May with Kim Osland of Slipknits. But first, here's poetry from Studio 47.
This is poetry from Studio 47. Welcome. Today's poet is Ted Kooser. Kooser was born on April 25th, 1939, in Ames, Iowa. He attended Ames Public Schools before receiving his BA from Iowa State University in 1962. He then received his MA from the University of Nebraska 6 years later. For many years, Kooser worked as a life insurance executive and wrote poetry in his spare time. He has written over 25 books that include not only poetry, but also nonfiction and children's stories. Some of his more popular titles are Sure Signs, The Blizzard Voices, Local Wonders, Delights and Shadows, Splitting an Order, and, most recently, Kindest Regards. For many years, Kooser wrote a poem for Valentine's Day. He then printed this annual poem on a postcard and mailed it from Valentine, Nebraska. In this way, thousands of women all over the world received a poem each February 14th. If you'd like to read them, they've been compiled in his collection, simply titled Valentines. Kooser has won many awards over his lifetime, too many to list here. These include fellowships from the National Endowment for the Arts, the Midwest Booksellers Association Award, the Mark Twain Award, and he has been given honorary doctorates from various universities across North America. Kooser was twice appointed the Poet Laureate of the United States, and he is a winner of the Pulitzer Prize. He is currently a presidential professor at the University of Nebraska and also the editor of American Life and Poetry, which is featured in over 150 newspapers across the United States. His poems mostly focus on the Midwest and the Great Plains. They are known for their clear-eyed observations of daily life, they are conversational in tone, and, at least for me, they often feel like tightly told short stories. In a moment of personal honesty here, I have to admit that Kooser is one of my favorite American poets. I return to his work over and over again because I find something new. Poetry is a bit like that, I suppose. If it's well written, we want to revisit it again and again. Today we have Selecting a Reader. In it, we have a poet considering who might read his work. All writers do this, of course. We imagine who might pick up our books. Will a reader like it? Will they be moved by it? How might it impact them? In this particular poem, Kooser shows that he doesn't take himself too seriously, and there is also a wry understanding about how art fits into daily life. And so, this is Selecting a Reader by Ted Kooser. First, I would have her be beautiful, and walking carefully up on my poetry at the loneliest moment of an afternoon, her hair still damp at the neck from washing it. She should be wearing a raincoat, an old one, dirty from not having money enough for the cleaners. She will take out her glasses, and there in the bookstore she will thumb over my poems, then put the book back up on its shelf. She will say to herself, "For that kind of money I can get my raincoat cleaned." And she will. Selecting a Reader is from Sure Signs, New and Selected Poems by Ted Kooser, copyright 1980, aired and archived by permission of University of Pittsburgh Press, recorded live to tape at Augustana University, produced by Peter Folliard. Thank you for listening.